Shaking It Up with Sheikh Fayaz, Nightly Ramadan Reflections.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين والصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطاهرين. A common question that many, including my children, ask me is what exactly it means when we say that the shaytan has been locked up in the prison by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In reality, when we go back to take a look at this hadith, it's important for us to understand that more than anything else, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the course of this holy month of Ramadan has given us a unique opportunity to ascend. In the same way that the Messenger of God sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam ascends to the highest of heavens in what is known as the Ma'raj, when he returns back to his community, they come to him and they say, O Rasulullah, how do we also perform this Ma'raj? To which he says, prayers is the ascension of the believer. But recognizing at the same time that the human being is feeble, we're weak, we're often misguided and attracted to these base desires of ours, so it's really hard during the course of our prayers to ascend toward that height that we are intended to. So again, out of the mercy and out of the grace and out of the gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gives us the month of Ramadan. And he places one of those biggest distractions from us, which are the whisperings of the shaytan, from our ears into a prison for 1 month, such that we have no need to find anyone else other than God, and we have no excuse to know anyone else other than God during the course of this month. Al-qalb haramallah, fala taskun fi haramallah ghayrallah, as the hadith of the Messenger states, that the heart is the sanctuary of God, so don't allow for anything to live in it other than God. But then that brings us to the question, why is it that even during the month of Ramadan, I am not so devoted the way that I ought to be? How come I still commit acts of sin, acts of transgression, am consistently distracted? Why don't I feel that presence of God that I'm meant to feel? As many people might ask, why is it that I'm not able to commit myself in the way that I intended to, or the way that I set out that goal in the beginning of this holy month to do so? Is shaytan really locked up in some prison? What the month of Ramadan does, in reality, more than anything else, it exposes us to who we are. And yes, I realize that that's a little bit scary, and that's a little bit frightening to think about and reflect. But there's no way we can put off any responsibility and say, well, it was Satan's fault. No. In reality, we have to look internally and realize that our souls are those that have been cultivated toward following these most transient of desires of this dunya. And that we have not cultivated it to reach the state of proximity and purification that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has intended when he has told us within the whole Quran, قَدْ أَفْلَهَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا, that successful are those who have purified this soul, and those who have not are leading themselves to destruction. We know now that it's not the shaytan a week or however many days into the holy month of Ramadan, but it's us. It's us who look at the things we're not supposed to look at, say the things we're not supposed to be saying, act in a way that we're not supposed to be acting, particularly with those who are closest, family members and friends and those who we spend the most time with. It's us who needs repairing. It's us who needs some support. It's us who are filled with spiritual diseases. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala points to this reality within the whole Quran numerous times when he states, أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَى وَأَذَلَّهُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ وَخَتَمَ عَلَىٰ سَمْئِهِ وَقَلْبِهِ. He states, have you not seen those who have taken their own desires as God? No, we're not a people who worship idols in the same way that the pagans of Arabia did when the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam came to bring them out of darkness into light, out of ignorance into knowledge. But we worship ourselves. We worship wealth. We worship power. We worship our own, again, transient desires in this realm because we are so distracted from that which is important. Now, if you know me or you've been listening to these episodes for the last several years, you know it's not all about deprecation. And it's not all about beating ourselves up, realizing that, oh man, it's not shaitan, it's me. Maybe I'm worse than shaitan himself. No. Again, we have to take a look at things at both sides. Two sides of the same coin is the soul. And when we see the negative as being exposed during the month of Ramadan, then we see the blessing of the month of Ramadan as an opportunity where we can go look internally. What are those diseases? What are those sins? What are those transgressions that are so intrinsically now connected to me without any reason for me to blame anyone else or any other entity? If I have an anger problem, if I am again drowning in all of the desires and distractions of this dunya, then the month of Ramadan exposes what exactly I need to do to improve. So don't get so hard on yourself. Don't beat yourself up. But realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us time during these nights, during these days, during this month. And also know at the same time that God wants to support us on that journey toward eradicating all of those spiritual diseases of lust, of arrogance, of desire for power, a desire for wealth, whatever it might be. God wants to support us. Thus, He's given us this opportunity to look a little bit deeper, a little bit more introspectively with regards to who we are, what our character flaws are. You don't need to expose that to anybody. It's not about sharing that with anyone. It's about taking a look internally. It's about reflecting. And it's about dedicating ourselves then toward rectifying them. Once we make that intention to make a difference in our lives, once we make that intention toward rectifying those character flaws and those spiritual diseases, so to say, those diseases of the heart, and eradicating again all of those distractions, then we go back to that prophetic hadith when he states that the heart is the sanctuary of God, al-qalb, haram Allah. فَلَا تَسْكُنْ فِي حَرَمَ اللَّهِ غَيْرَ اللَّهِ. And nothing deserves living in the heart except for the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what can I do during the course of these nights, during the course of these days, at this very moment, toward, again, removing and purifying this heart, this soul, of all of the dysfunction that has been filled with, all of the darkness that has been filled with over the course of the last several years, over the course of my entire lifetime, and now turn myself back in repentance, in obedience, in worship, in seeking closeness, proximity, love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who gave me this day, who gave me this moment, who gave me this month as another opportunity of turning back. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for tawfiq. Walhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala muhammadin wa alaha al-tahirin.
Follow Sheikh Fayaz on Twitter and Instagram @FayazJaffer and look out for him on Facebook.